الله 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 الله.
این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illa Allah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
All those hardships which the prophets bore, all the troubles that the friends of Allah, Awliyaullah, endured, tolerated from the beginning of creation until now, and even after that will keep enduring, were the introduction of this matter that this being, which is called man, should in reality become human. The purpose of all the books that were revealed to the divine prophets was also this, that if this being remains headstrong or stubborn, then it will become the world's most dangerous being. If he comes under the effect of divine teachings and training, he will be called the best of existence and creation.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. I'm your host, Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi, with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini. And we started the chapter Islam and Our Deeds. And we are talking about his views about the Islam and Our Deeds. In one of his speeches, Imam Khomeini said that set Islam as the standard for your actions. What does it mean? It means that Islam is the role model. Islam is the set of rules which tells us how to live the life. And therefore, if we want to weight our actions, it should be according to the Islam. If we want to see whether our actions were right and wrong, the scale of this right and wrong is Islam, because Islam is the truth. Islam is the Quran, and all our actions should be set according to the Islam. The main book which has been said by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is related to this religion, Islam, is the Qur'an. In the Qur'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that هَذَا بَيَانٌ لِلنَّاسِ وَهُدًا وَمَوْعِزَةً لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. This is a clear statement. هَذَا بَيَانٌ لِلنَّاسِ. It is a clear statement. وَهُدًا. And it is a guidance. وَمَوْعِزَةً لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. And the admonition for those who God vary.
يا ربنا صل على طه النبي وآله
صلى الله عليه
صل على
رسول الله
يا ربنا صل
If someone wants to see whether he's performing the right actions or wrong, the standard is Islam, the standard is Quran, because this is the Quran which is the book of guidance. It is Islam, the religion of guidance, which has brought guidance for us. Therefore, our actions should have a scale, and that scale is Islam itself. That scale is Quran itself. Why? Because Quran is the book of guidance. It is not the book of history that talks about history. It is the book of taking lessons out of it. It is the book that teaches us how to live. It is the book that tells us about the family, about this world, about the environment, about our neighbors, about our rights. This is what Quran is all about. Quran is the book of peace. Quran is the book of guidance. And if we are not taking guidance from this book or from the Quran, then obviously we are going towards being astray. Therefore, if we want to save ourselves, we need to set Islam as the standard of our actions inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day.
Every night and every day.